And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The first United States presidential debate Thursday covered a wide range of topics, but President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump couldn't help taking jabs at one another. AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
This year's first presidential debate veered from foreign policy to abortion to inflation to golf, amid questions about their fitness.
I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart.
Donald Trump says you have to hit the ball far, too.
And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
President Biden's retort.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him.
I've seen your swing. I know your swing. Let's not act like children.
To which the president replied, you are a child. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iranians vote Friday to replace their former president killed in a helicopter crash, but apathy remains high this election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei cast his ballot in Tehran, saying people turn out with enthusiasm and in a high number of voters. This is a definite need for the Islamic Republic. A voter identified just as Tusi tells the AP he wants someone who's not focused on the West, but on domestic capacities, on our youth. Public apathy has become pervasive in the Islamic Republic after years of economic woes, mass protests and regional tensions. Given the record low turnout in recent elections, it remains unclear just how many Iranians will take part in Friday's poll. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Israeli forces deepened their incursion into two northern and southern areas of the Gaza Strip on Friday, and Palestinian health officials said tank shelling in Rafah killed at least 11 people. Residents said tanks advanced further west into the Shakush neighborhood of Rafah, forcing thousands of displaced people there to leave their tent camps and head northward to the nearby Khan Yunis. Russia's defense ministry says officials have ordered to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea in an apparent warning that Moscow may take forceful action to ward off the American reconnaissance aircraft. Russia claims the increase of U.S. drones over the Black Sea are conducting intelligence and targeting for precision weapons supplied to Ukraine. Catholic bishops from around the world are being asked to remove the artwork of a famous ex-Jesuit from their churches. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Reverend Marco Rupnik is a famous artist whose roughly 230 mosaics are featured in chapels, churches, and basilicas around the world. But five of more than a dozen women who accuse Rupnik of psychological, spiritual, and sexual abuse are asking bishops to remove his mosaics, saying that displaying them in places of worship is inappropriate. The Rupnik scandal has been making headlines for about 2 years, since Rupnik was excommunicated briefly for using the confessional to absolve a woman with whom he was having a sexual relationship. A Vatican trial against him is ongoing. I'm Donna Warder.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has denied being behind an attempted coup against him and said the general who apparently led it is, quote, acting on his own, unquote, lashing out at accusations that he had asked for the mutiny in a plan to boost his popularity. Arce called suggestions of a cell coup, quote, lies, and he added, quote, I am not a politician that is going to win popularity through the blood of the people, unquote. Uvalde's former school police chief has been booked and released from jail following a grand jury investigation into the police response during Texas's Robb Elementary School shooting in 2022. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Former school's police chief Pete Arredondo and former officer Adrian Gonzalez have reportedly been indicted over their role in the slow police response to the 2022 massacre at a Texas elementary school that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The indictments by a grand jury include multiple counts of felony child endangerment and abandonment. They are the first officers to face criminal charges in one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history.
I'm Christina Menenti.